Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to STEM Spots. With me in the studio today is a guest, Kobe Utter. He's a coding professional with the company Class Dojo, and he resides in California, but he grew up in Purdy. Thanks for stopping by, Kobe.
Happy to be here.
Now, Kobe, talk a little bit about your own first influences. You ended up in the coding, which is a part of a STEM career. So talk about the influences that kind of got you to that point.
Growing up, I didn't actually know anyone in STEM careers, interestingly enough. But I was always interested in the sciences, right? So like most kids, like love NASA, love watching stuff up in the sky. And so from an early age, like I was always interested in going into sciences. Originally studied chemistry in college of all things, worked in a research lab, but most natural sciences require coding. And so in those first couple classes, I realized like, hey, there was something here. I ended up taking more classes, went back to school, did computer science, the rest is history.
So, okay, would you have said that in your own life there was anything that would look like an obstacle, anything you felt like you had to overcome from either maybe your first generation college student or whatever? Talk about those kinds of things.
Neither one of my parents went to college, but they had always supported me and my siblings going to college. So it was never really a question in that front. Coming from like a smaller, more rural school, people tend to think that like there would be like less resources available. And that may be true. Like I don't consider myself computer savvy really until going to college. But also in smaller, more rural places, you have like a more one-on-one personal connection with teachers a lot of times. And I had great teachers.
Now you've been in the business now for over a decade, actually in the inside of a Silicon Valley-based kind of a company. And so what have you learned sort of about the culture, about STEM culture in that context?
Yeah, it's very interesting. 15, 20 years ago, there's a very famous quote about software eating the world. And so what we're seeing is that everything that happens now at corporate levels involves technology and software to a certain degree. And it's interesting. Because of that sort of like need for technology to be broad, we're seeing like a way more broad spectrum of perspective and opinion coming into the tech world. Traditionally, like there's been a lot of white male dominated narratives in the tech world. But slowly over time, that has been diversifying. Everything's becoming more globalized. Everything's becoming more multicultural. So it's a really interesting, exciting place to be right now.
And so what kind of an environment are you in? Are there people from all over the world? How does that all work?
Yeah, the company I'm currently with, about half of us are in the United States, half of us are elsewhere. You know, on a day-to-day basis, I'm working with folks in Buenos Aires and the Czech Republic, people in Spain, as well as California and other places in the United States. It's exciting, you know. It's one of those things that I never really expected to have the opportunity to do.
Have you started to learn then from that there are different ways of approaching that actually are tied to cultural norms or something like that?
Absolutely. Meeting new people, you're always blown away by perspectives, but when it's done at the global level, it's like it's almost mind-bending, you know. It's not just like a different approach to problems, but also a different approach to like what is the best thing for a user, for example, or like what is the best way for a team to work. And so it really requires like a certain malleability of your own self to adapt and sort of find the best working ways and the best products that can be built.
I've met a lot of students here at Missouri State that are sort of blown away when they have their first exposure to a real cultural diversity. But you had some experiences even growing up, so talk a little bit about your own cultural experiences that you had even back at Purdy.
In Purdy, there's actually like a very large Hispanic population. Some of my best friends in high school were from Mexico, in college too, some of my roommates. So I was always like at least on the outside aware of different cultures and interested in learning different languages. And of course, when someone goes to college, like that usually like opens it up even more. But the tech world is like extremely diverse. It's extremely international. There's just a lot of opportunity to learn all kinds of cultural things.
Right. Now, in the context of all of that, would you say that there are still barriers? Because one of the things you note that I note in physics is that we're doing so well. We have such a diverse cultural background where you have people from Pakistan and, like you said, Buenos Aires and various kinds of places. But do you see barriers? Have you noticed things that are the impediments to, let's say, local diversity, getting into coding, for example, or STEM in general?
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, like, I think, like, across the United States, it's well known that minorities aren't well represented in technology careers yet. And there's a lot of effort going on there to like reach out and branch out and show that these are careers. You know, like growing up, I didn't really know that you could write code and make a living. And it quickly became obvious to me that was a really viable career path. And so I think we just need to make sure that everyone's aware of these career paths and that anyone can do it. And that certain things like being amazing at math aren't actually these hard requirements that are necessary. There's lots of space in the tech world in general. And the more perspectives that we have, the better.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but we are actually out of time. Thanks so much for stopping by today, Kobe.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.